Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent member.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Martin Erickson from Como Park Lutheran Church in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. God of all peoples, nations, and powers, in this season of decisions, make us good stewards of your creation, good stewards of the bounty of this land, and good stewards of your mercy. Open our hearts to the needs of all. Move us to treat the weak and vulnerable with the justice of your compassion. Open our eyes and ears to the plight and cries of those in need, and grant that we, in policy and labor, might build a society of prosperity and opportunity for all. Give us, we pray, the wisdom, courage, and compassion sufficient for this day. O God, be our God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 1291, a bill for an act relating to mines, making technical, clarifying, and other policy changes to mine inspector provisions. Signed, Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
And Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 345, a bill for an act relating to crime victims, authorizing a victim's estate to request or enforce an order for restitution. Senate file number 345 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Thank you, members. Senator Goodwin.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. And I move to concur with this, House File 410 on this bill, and I make a motion that we vote on this and pass it. Thank you.
Senator Goodwin moves that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 345 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amendment. Would you like to explain that, Senator Goodwin?
This is the bill that allows an estate of a crime victim, if the crime victim should die before they are able to collect restitution, then the family or the power of attorney can collect it. And this was
changes in the House.
Yes.
Can you explain the changes to the bill from the House?
Well, actually, I just got this today, so
members,
no, I can't.
I just want to mention that this bill is in the House Journal, April 29th, page number 4141. Thank you, Senator Goodwin.
Thank you.
Well, Senator Goodwin, you need to tell us what changes the House made. You're looking still? All right, members, the third reading was in the Senate Journal on April 22nd on page number 2596. Senator Goodwin, do you want to lay the motion on the table so you've had a time to look over the House changes?
Yes, Madam President. I see that it's just mostly some technical changes, but I want to make sure that's the case.
Okay. Then Senator Goodwin withdraws her motion, and the bill will be laid on the table. All those in favor of laying it on the table, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate file. Senate file number 745, a bill for an act relating to state government, classifying or modifying certain provisions concerning data practices, requiring informed consent, amending definitions. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Simon, Scott, and Lesh. Senate file number 745 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Secretary will continue.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of five members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate file. Senate file number 1236, a bill for an act relating to higher education, providing funding for the University of Minnesota, Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, the Minnesota Office of Higher Education, and for other higher education purposes. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House, Pawlowski, Winkler, Rosenthal, Dorhalt, and Nornes. Senate file number 1236 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
The next message.
And Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File Number 677. House File Number 677, a bill for an act relating to the financing of state and local government, making changes to individual income, corporate franchise, property, sales and use, estate, mineral, liquor, tobacco, aggregate materials, local and other taxes and tax-related provisions. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of five members be appointed thereon. Lencheski, Davney, Anselk, Benson J., and Norton have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House file number 677 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. And I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on Senate File 677 and that the conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on part of the House.
Senator Skoy moves that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 677. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Secretary.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files. Herewith transmitted, House files number 829, 1221, 1400, 1138, 1389, 938, and 1470. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, oh, okay.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House on the agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. First reading. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Secretary will read two additional reports.
Senator Sparks from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development, to which was referred Senate file number 1603, a bill for an act relating to workers' compensation, adopting recommendations of the Workers' Compensation Council, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended as follows, and when so amended, the bill do pass.
Senator Bach. Oop, a second.
Yes.
Additional report.
Senator Bach from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was referred Senate file number 1564, a bill for an act relating to metropolitan government, providing for redistricting of the Metropolitan Council districts, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended as follows, and when so amended, the bill do pass.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the reports read by the Secretary be adopted, with the exception of the report pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03.
Just the Senate Bill 1603 is a late bill. All those in favor of the Bach motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda and Senate File 1564 will be given its second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bill on the agenda, 1640, on bill introduction, will be referred to Education Committee and given its first reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. The bills, the resolutions on the agenda will be referred to the Rules Committee. Under motions, remaining under motions, we revert back to Senator Goodwin for her motion. First, we'll move, Senator Goodwin moved to take it off the table.
Yes, Madam President, I move to take House File 410 off the table.
All those in favor say aye.
No,
that was, I'm sorry, that was Senate File 345.
Senate File 345, House File 410, yes.
All those in favor of taking Senate File 345 off the table say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Goodwin.
Yes, and I'm moving to concur and repass the Senate File 345. The difference between the two is that the House has an additional protection here for other victims of a crime, and it allows them to make sure that this, that if one victim claims restitution, that does not preclude other victims of the same incident from petitioning for restitution on their behalf. So,
are there any questions? Seeing none, then Senator Goodwin removes her motion that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 345 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File number 345, a bill for an act relating to crime victims, authorizing a victim's estate to request or enforce an order for restitution.
The Secretary will take the roll. All senators, All senators having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move for a recess of the Senate until about 12:30 or so.
All those in favor of the recess, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Madam President, the Majority Caucus will caucus in room 107 immediately.
Senator Hahn.
And Republicans will caucus in room 112.
The Senate is in recess.